What is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of JD's Radio Hour. It's been a long time, hasn't it, Darren?
It's been quite a while.
I hope you guys are still out there.
Yes, I hope that we still have listeners. It has been a minute, hasn't it? I think the last time we posted it was like October.
Yeah, then stuff just started getting real crazy.
Yeah. So this episode is kind of going to be like a full episode of what's the scoop, kind of filling in on our scoop
and
hopefully giving the viewers a plan for how we're going to move forward.
Yeah.
So the last time you heard from us, we talked about how it was season two,
Season two.
And how we were going to upload a little bit more frequently, and that just didn't happen, did it?
It really didn't. When you work and go to school, it
becomes difficult.
Yeah.
And then after fall break, it becomes extremely difficult.
Yes.
Midterms and...
Finals is not a joke either.
Yeah, it's just kind of a... avalanche of
It's like really all at once.
Yeah, so catch us up. What's been going on in your world?
Well, the museum is closed for winter break, so I am not working for like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah,
which is not ideal, but ideal at the same time. I like not going to work. But you know, I also don't like not having money.
What are you doing instead of working?
Well,
what fills your time?
I got gifted a lot of anthropology books, 5 in total. So
more than what?
Yeah, more than what you gave me.
So we had a gift exchange amongst our like friend group, and I got Journey 2 books. That I thought she would like.
And about I do like them a
focused
lot.
Focused on her major.
Yes.
And so you got 3 others.
Yes, I got 3 other books.
And what are they?
One is the Anthropologist's Cookbook, which is really cool. One of them is like kind of like an overview of the history of Latin America, which is also good because that's not really my area of expertise, I would say.
Right.
And the last one is Mythology of the World.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mythology is like one of my favorite things too.
Are they all like chapter books or?
Yeah.
It's like the books I gave Journey were like encyclopedias, so they had like pictures and then so.
Yeah, they're more just like regular old books.
Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been reading,
yeah.
I assume, and.
Just reading and chilling.
Sleeping and Disney plusing.
Yeah, I've been trying to enjoy my time before getting my wisdom teeth out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I won't be able to eat for a while.
He's doing that this week, folks.
Yep, in like 3 days.
I can't wait for the tweets that are going to come.
I'm turning off my phone and putting it away. You won't be seeing anything.
Because if Journey tweets a lot on the regular, just imagine how much you would do
Wow.
What is it? Laughing gas? Or
yeah, whatever drugs.
Whatever drugs they give her. Yeah, I can only imagine how.
Oh, whatever, Darren.
You have to give your phone to somebody.
Yeah, off limits.
You'd be like, I want a tweet. Oh, okay. Anything else?
Not really.
Your friends are back.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for reminding me, Darren, because yesterday I just went to an escape room with my friends.
How was that?
It was fun. We actually got out in 52 minutes.
52 minutes? That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, because the total allotted time is an hour, so we had like a little bit left to spare.
Right.
Yeah.
Had some leeway there.
Yeah.
That's fun. And what theme was it? Was it like?
It was like a psychological thriller. So like a homicide.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And was it the one, like, at the alley?
No, it was, let's see, kind of by, like, St. Francis, near the Nifty Nut House.
Mm.
It's, like, it's such a tiny, tiny building, so I've it's, like, really hard one, to miss, actually. Yeah. But it's fun. I recommend an escape room if you and your friend can manage to argue in a joking manner. If you guys get mad for real, I don't...
Was it just you and Monica, or did...
It was me, Monica, Aaron, and Abdil.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's in town?
Yesterday he was.
What the heck?
I know.
What the... He's supposed to be on here.
I know. If you're listening, and I know you are, get back over here so you can be a guest.
Yes, we've been waiting on you to be a guest on the podcast, especially this episode. I think he'd have some interesting things to share.
Too bad we don't have, like, a video call, like a Skype in. That'd be
Skype
funny.
Call.
Yeah.
All right, Abdil, next time for sure. When you come to our town, please come on the podcast.
Yeah.
So, anything else? How'd your grades turn out? How'd your semester go?
I got 2 B pluses, an A, and a C plus. So for the semester, 3.2.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How many, you were in 5 classes?
4 classes.
4?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the best, but I've seen a lot worse from people.
Right.
As long as I'm still in the 3s, I think I did okay.
And you're working, and you have a whole family thing.
Yeah.
And friends and social life.
Yeah. At this point, after, like, I'm already in my 3rd year, so at this point, I'm just trying to pass.
Right. You're just trying to graduate.
3.2 is pretty good.
C's get degrees.
They do. What about you, Darren? Your semester turn out how you liked?
It actually turned out a lot better than I thought it would.
Well, there you go.
So I got a 4.0 this semester.
What?
And I was in, only 13 credit hours, actually, but it was, like, 7 classes. So
really?
They were split up weird.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, I was really surprised by that, because I had a lot going on this semester.
Man, a 4.0, that deserves a round of applause. Yeah. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
I don't even know how I did it. I mean, I just happened to look at it, and then it was like, whoa. So, I think, like, a lot of professors do, like, one of my professors just kind of put the grade in. Like, she didn't even use Blackboard at the end. So, like, past October, she just stopped using Blackboard. So, I didn't even know what my grade was going to be.
Yeah.
And then when they go to turn it in, they just turn it in.
The class I got a C+ in, which was archaeology, my professor didn't use Blackboard the entire semester, so
right.
I was just, like, crossing my fingers that I
right.
passed
right.
until he put grades in.
Right, and some professors in college, they don't even use Blackboard.
Especially if they're old.
Yeah. So there's that. I took, like, 2 weeks off class. No, three weeks off classes. Yeah, I went, well, 1 week off and then 2 weeks online, because I needed that time off. And then, what else has gone on since?
How are the kids?
At work?
Yeah.
They have been... So I'll tell you a story. The other day was... What was it? Thursday, it was the last day before break, and this kid goes, he's like, Mr. Davis, don't you think you need to get a haircut? And I was like, what? And so it was pretty funny, actually. And then I went to go get a haircut the next day, because if a third grader is telling you that you need a haircut, then you probably do.
Kids are brutally honest. Like, if a kid says you're ugly or your breath stinks, like, it really does. Yeah. Yeah.
So that happened. A lot of kids are, you know, that last week is just hard for them.
Yeah, I think it was hard for me too. Like, I was like, man, do I really have to go to class?
Yeah. Some of them, like, are ready for break, and then some of them are like, don't want to go home. type kids. So, yeah, you have to give them some extra attention those last couple of days. But I go back to work pretty early. So I go back to work on the 3rd.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I go back to work on a Friday,
which is fun.
So I go back to work on a Friday for in-service, and then I have to do, like, meetings all day and, like, trainings.
Now that you think about it, I think I go to work back to work on, like, the 3rd or something.
Yeah. So the new YMCA opens on campus
on the
6th.
Unnecessary. That's all I have to say. Actually, I do think that putting the urgent care center on campus is really beneficial, not only to, like, the people surrounding WSU, but, like, if you live on campus and you have, like, a bladder infection or something, you know, like, you don't want to go all the way
to the hospital.
Especially if you're from out of state and you don't even have, like, a primary physician to go to. So I think that was worth it. But the YMCA, do you know how many YMCAs we have in Wichita?
We have a ton. And I was thinking the North Y is not even that far
away. It's like 5 minutes away.
From WSU. Like, we didn't really need one on campus. And then we already have our rec center on campus, too. So
there's, like, 2 rec centers, like, right there already.
You know, we could do a Zumba class and do a review on how that goes.
Well, my review is going to be biased because I like Zumba already.
Let's do it. We really need to plan that. So next episode, well, probably not next episode, but
eventually,
in a future episode, you will see how our Zumba class goes.
Yeah. I just want to see you bust a move, Darian.
I have, like, no coordination.
It's okay.
Yeah. Anyways, that'll be fun. And then they also moved, in addition to having the Y over there, they also moved, like, the student care. Like, it's going to be a Wesley Care Center, and then there's the student care center that was in Auburg is going to be moved over there.
Oh,
and
really?
The counseling and prevention services is also going to be moved over there, too.
I guess it'll be convenient if they're all, you know, right there next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes
on
the first day open. So we're going to jump right into what's the scoop now that we're kind of done talking about our scoops, where we've been.
Our scoops.
You can tell Journey's not working because she's, like, yawned 5 times throughout the podcast.
Now, hey, they don't need to know that.
All right, so the first one comes from the Shade Room. Mm-hmm. And it's from Giphy. Have you heard of the Giphy Awards?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never, like, actually paid attention because I was like, why do we need that?
You know? Is it GIF or GIF or GIF?
I say GIF.
Because
if you think of the word giraffe, okay? When an I follows a G, you say J. It's not giraffe. Okay. Like logic. G-I makes a J sound. I'm just following the rules of
the English rules.
Morphology. You know about linguistics, Darian, don't you?
Just a little bit. So it comes from the Shade Room, and the "and I oop" meme or GIF ranks the top of 2019 with 490 million views.
490 million?
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
A well-deserved win, because I think it's really funny.
So,
I still say "and I oop."
And so apparently it comes from, I didn't know this, I didn't know the person that was in the video. It's Jasmine Masters from RuPaul's Drag Race.
She's very funny.
And, and if you watch, I actually watched the whole video. It's actually really funny.
Yeah, like, so Jasmine Masters, like, go look her up on YouTube, because the rest of her videos are, like, equally, like, as hilarious.
Do you watch her YouTube?
I've watched some of her videos. I'm not, like, subscribed or anything, but they're so funny.
Yeah. So that, she won an award for that, so congrats on that.
Yeah.
All right, so next up is a soccer coach that is under fire for taking his team to Hooters.
How old was the team?
Let's see. It says a New York high school soccer coach. I'm assuming that they're, like, high school age.
Yeah, so, like, between 14 and, like, 18, 17?
Right.
Bruh. Why is this even a headline?
So the team had just lost to another team after an undefeated season on November 2nd, and their coach Blake White decided to bring the players to the restaurant, known for women dressed in tight and revealing clothing. So I wonder if this was like a suburban district with, you know, those uppity middle class moms that would get kind of offended.
My only thing is that the food at Hooters isn't even that good.
The wings? I like the wings.
Really?
Kind of.
Kind of.
I mean, you could get wings from a lot of different places, but the wings there I thought were okay.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean,
They're old enough.
Yeah, I mean, if I could see there being a parent and they don't want their kid doing that, then, you know, that's their choice as a parent, but...
Right.
In general.
He probably should have asked for approval before taking them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. But on the whole, like, are they going to die from seeing a little bit of cleavage? No.
Right. Probably not the biggest issue, but, you know, people make an issue out of everything. So someone said, I believe this is a foreign venue. Burbach told the Oregonian at this time. It's not a strip club. If you have a dirty mind, you'll find dirt. So I think they kind of agree with us on that. It kind of
At the same time, is the restaurant not called Hooters? And like, you can't say that if you have a dirty mind, you're going to find dirt when like the whole marketing like of Hooters is based off that. You know, kind of like Twin Peaks. Like,
right.
There's an argument for both sides, but you cannot deny that, like, that's the main, like, marketing.
The essence. Yeah. Because otherwise, I don't even think they hire waiters.
Yeah. Like, maybe one guy is a bartender, but, like, other than that.
Right. It's, yeah, that's their whole marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
moving on to the next story. We've talked a lot about calling the police on, on, you know,
fast food employees.
Fast food employees until here's another one. A Wisconsin woman calls the police to report the wrong KFC chicken sandwich order. Here we go about the chicken sandwich.
I know, my God.
And so she called the police Saturday because she didn't, not because she had an emergency or anything, you know. But because she was angry about her chicken sandwich.
What are the police going to do about it?
Exactly. So.
Don't they have, like, homicides to stop and you're on the line asking about chicken?
You know, they got bigger, you know, fish to fry and stuff. Authorities responded to a KFC. They actually responded.
They must have nothing to do wherever that's at.
To a KFC restaurant about 8 p.m. on Saturday after an unidentified woman contacting them claiming the fast food eatery's drive-thru employee was giving her an attitude. I guess she decided to skip the manager and just call the police.
If you can call the police on people having an attitude, do you know how many times I would call the police, like, in a day?
Every time I go through the Popeye's drive.
Yeah, like, my God.
So it says a woman called the police while situated in the drive-thru. Once they arrived, she told them that she got a chicken sandwich, but she didn't feel comfortable eating it and wanted her money back. Officers reportedly told both the woman and the restaurant staff that this wasn't a police issue.
It really was not. Could the dispatcher have not have said that?
Right? That's why I think, why did they actually respond to it?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Like, whatever. Whatever.
So have you heard about the banana art?
Yeah. It's like taped to the wall.
Yeah, and it was $120,000 for the art piece. So what we gotta do to get that, Mike?
I know. Can I tape like an apple to the wall and sell that for a couple thousand?
Something like, I don't. Yeah. And so apparently the artwork that was $120,000, a New York man eats art basil banana that sold for for that much.
I mean, working in a museum,
off the wall.
Working in a museum, like, art really do be outrageously priced. I'm like, oh my god. And you know what the crazy thing is? People buy it. Like, they come in and ask, can I see the price book? And they'll pay like $10,000 for what?
They pay $10,000 just outright?
Yeah.
Wow. Who has just $10,000 lying around to spend on art?
That's a different kind of wealth if you just have an extra $10,000 to be like, I'm going to buy just something to look at.
You know, there's a lot of causes that you could donate to, but you choose to.
You could donate to a cause, you could invest it, you could save it, put it in your child's college fund, take a trip, tons of stuff. Pay my tuition.
So, Saturday, a man walked up to the area and ate the banana. So, he just takes the banana off the wall and...
Was it like a publicity stunt, or did he actually eat it for real?
Like, I think he really ate the
banana. Wow.
And the guy's name is what? I don't know. I don't think it says.
You can't even really be mad because it's not like you actually made it. It's just a banana.
Right. And duct tape.
Yeah.
And then, they said something like on the story that it didn't mean anything. Like the banana meant nothing. The banana was meant to be like switched out. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Darren, we gotta cash in on this market. Yeah, where people buy useless stuff for so much money.
I don't get that. Well, why would you spend $120 and then switch out the banana when it gets old?
I don't know.
They said it was the idea that sold. It wasn't
the idea? Because I don't know the
banana itself.
I don't know what the idea is. Fruit taped to the wall.
I don't know.
Interesting.
We're not in the right business.
We're not. That this stuff is like going over my head. Like, this is rich people stuff. I don't understand. What's the idea?
I don't know. All right. So, you ready for another call the police on fast food workers story? Yeah,
they deserve to have the police called on them.
Here we go. All right, so a McDonald's customer pulls a gun when ketchup is given instead of jelly. We recently had this conversation about ketchup.
Okay.
So let me just say this first. Leave us a message or email. Heinz ketchup. Does it taste any different than, off-brand ketchup?
Okay, listen to me. Everyone tuning in right now, I want you to listen to me. If you have Kroger brand ketchup.
Which tastes perfectly fine.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Right.
And then you have Heinz ketchup, which is like close to $5. You cannot tell me that they don't taste different, okay? Like, it's like buying the Kroger brand American cheese versus Kraft.
That's the same thing.
It's okay. It's the same thing, but do they not taste different?
No.
Darren, I think you don't have any taste buds.
All the ketchup. What are you saying? What's the difference between Heinz ketchup and Kroger ketchup?
Okay. I think Heinz ketchup is a little thicker. It's also redder. And it's like quite a bit sweeter than like Kroger ketchup.
So.
And a little more acidic. Look, Darren, I don't expect someone as like unsophisticated as you to understand.
And so this conversation comes up because we were recently at IHOP, and Journey gets a hash brown.
Yes, I did.
And I mean, honestly, I don't even think she ordered a hash brown. I think she ordered the Heinz ketchup,
Darren,
with a hash brown on the side.
I'm tired of you. Look, okay. Before the next episode, we're going to have a ketchup, like, taste test, okay? Because you're going to learn.
The ketchup tastes the same,
No,
Journey.
It does not. No, it does not.
It really does. I mean.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. No. So.
And you know what else tastes different? McDonald's ketchup.
back to our okay, so McDonald's pulls this person at McDonald's pulls a gun on, it actually was in Tennessee. It says authorities in Tennessee say an irate woman pulled a gun at fast food workers because they gave her ketchup instead of jelly. Asia Vester, she was 20 years old. Wow, she's pretty young to be doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Was arrested Tuesday and charged with aggravated assault and unlawful possession of a weapon. According to Memphis police affidavit, Vester was in a drive-thru line of McDonald's last week when she received her food and realized that her request for jelly was either forgotten or unneeded. She instead received ketchup.
What did she order? That's what I want to know.
Let me see. I want to say, I mean, if you're asking for jelly, I would think it would be like breakfast.
Yeah, but like,
I get jelly with like my sausage biscuit.
My thought was like, maybe they forgot it because it was like in non-breakfast time, like, you know, afternoon or something.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't say on here.
Huh. Well, jelly's kind of trifling anyway. She didn't need it.
Oh, but did she have to pull a gun out on the people? But yeah, I mean, if I got ketchup instead of jelly for like my sausage biscuit, I think I would be pretty upset.
You would?
I mean, what am I going to do with ketchup?
Eat it with the sausage biscuit?
No, I'm not putting ketchup on my sausage.
Why not?
That's gross.
How? Do you like ketchup on eggs?
Sometimes. Depends on how dry the eggs are.
Oh, okay.
If your eggs are dry, then yeah.
Oh, okay. I think we have a ketchup hater on the air.
I mean, when you have a person who douses her hash brown in ketchup.
Okay. I do like a good amount of ketchup, but I will admit it was kind of accidental because it came out really fast.
Yeah, I asked Jenny, I said, do you want hash brown with all that ketchup?
Like, how about you just mind your business, Darian?
Speaking of ketchup, the next story is about Papa John's. Have you seen that guy?
Yeah, he said the N-word.
He did.
I'm not going to lie, though. The pizza is still good.
I don't care for Papa John's that much, actually.
What do you prefer over it?
I go to Sam's Club.
Oh, the Sam's pizza is so good.
And it's cheap.
It has no reason to be that good.
I like the Sam's Club pizza. And I go there and it's like, I think $8 for a full pizza.
And then like my mom gets the family like combo a lot. And like, it's like, I think like $25 for like a pizza, like a medium pizza, breadsticks, cookies, and a 2-liter.
Yeah.
Like, it's really where cheap. Else can you get that kind of deal?
It's really cheap.
Yeah.
And as, like, Papa John's and Pizza Hut and all those other places go up in price, like...
Sam's Club is my rock.
Still the same. Yeah. So, I like their pizza. But yeah, so... the story is titled "Visibly Damp Papa John's Founder Says He Ate 40 Pizzas in 30 Days."
I did see
in
that.
A viral interview. I'm actually going to play the video, and I hope that the sound.
He looks so sweaty and orange.
It looks great. He looks gross
today. But taking a look at Papa John's, I mean, this might be what shareholders want going forward. Exactly. It's looking like they're going to finally be able to close this chapter, this really drama-filled year and a half, if we can break that down for you, because I know not a lot of the viewers have been paying attention to exactly how this sort of played out with the original Papa John's. So John Schnatter was the CEO and chairman of the company, but in November of 2017, he blamed the NFL protests for poor Papa John's sales, and then he had to step down as CEO the following month from pressure from investors. And then in July of 2018, he used a very racial slur on a conference call, and then he got pushed out as chairman. And from July until March of this year, there has been a really bitter battle between investors and the board and the founder, John Schnatter. He was trying to get more control of the company, but as of now, he is no longer on the board. He reached a settlement with the company to bring on an independent
All right, so we're going to stop it there. So, but basically, he said the N-word, the company sales has been kind of been down. And so he did this interview with the Kentucky TV station, and he says that he's ate 40 pizzas in 30 days. And, like, in the video, you got to go watch the video, he is, like, dripping in sweat.
He's got the meat sweats, that's why.
and then it's funny because if you like saw it on Twitter and then you go to the comments, people are like, what is wrong with him? What drug is he on?
It's the pizza.
The people respond and say, it's because he ate 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Oh my God. I don't think it would take me like 2 days to finish a whole pizza by myself.
It's, yeah. I mean, that's gross. I don't know what's going on with him. I hope
so much. The day of reckoning is coming.
He must be pretty upset that Shaquille O'Neal is the is the spokesperson now for Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with him, but we wish him
Father
well.
Father Jonathan.
We wish him well. last story of the day. Have you heard about Instagram?
I've heard of it.
Of course she knows what Instagram is. Instagram offers more details about their new policy about hiding likes. So Instagram is moving toward, some people said that they were going to like get rid of likes,
mm-hmm.
Which a lot of people were kind of upset about, I guess. But what they're actually going to do is they're going to hide, say, me from seeing Journey's, how many likes Journey got on her.
I can still see my own likes, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
You'll still be able to see your own, but, like, I can't see how many likes you got.
Oh, no, my clout.
And I think that's why people were upset. Because, yeah. Like, people who care about, like, how many likes they get and, like, sharing it with other people were outraged.
I mean, if I got at least 11 where like it turns into just 11 instead of like this person and two others, I'm happy. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
We know. That's so funny because we all get to that point where we're like, okay, I gotta at least get 11.
Like at least 11. So I think that'll take some stress away from me, personally.
That's hilarious, because it is. I mean, we do shoot for that 11, because, like, it'll be like...
That's, like, the bare minimum.
That's funny. But, yeah, how do you feel about Instagram getting rid? I mean, I don't think, for me, it's
going to
be an issue.
Not really. I mean, if you're, say, quote-unquote Instagram famous or, like, an influencer,
right.
I think you'd care more, but, like... The average person, I'm like, whatever. I think the last time I posted on Instagram was like in summer. Like I don't even post very often.
Right. I don't either. Probably twice a year.
Yeah. Like I pretty much use Instagram just to browse, I would say.
Just to look at other people's stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
I do like the stories feature and I used to use that, but
yeah.
I kind of fell off that too.
Yeah. Like I follow like Humans of New York and like National Geographic, you know.
Yeah,
I like that stuff.
Yeah, so we are gonna move on to Ask Dr. D. We do actually have an Ask Dr. D question today, and would you like to read that, Ernie?
Yeah. So the subject is organization breaks the law. Dr. D, I need help. I recently got into an organization that helps animals in shelters. Long story short, I learned that all the funds are used for personal benefit of the president of the committee. Should I have them arrested for whatever law that would be, LOL? ? Thanks, Anonymous.
Fraud? ?
Is it a nonprofit? Did it say?
I think it would be if it was an animal shelter organization.
Well, I have a few questions for you, Anonymous. Is this like your only job? And do you actually care about animals that much? No, I'm not. Now, okay. I don't want that I don't want that to sound like as bad as it probably does, but I'm just saying, like, if this was the job that was paying my rent, would I expose the boss? Probably not.
I mean, yeah, if you were just like volunteering and yeah, happened like, to see,
then yeah, like if I was like truly doing this like for my love for animals, I'd probably report it. But if it was my like only job, I'd probably be like, just none of my business, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know what I would do. I think
I know what I should do, but I mean, that's probably what I would do.
I think, who would you even tell that to? Like you can't call the police.
Like 911, yes. I'd like to report my boss for fraud.
Right, like, I don't even know. Who do you call? Like if you find out your boss is, like, committing fraud, I guess you call the police?
I guess you could call the police and like explain the situation to them, and then they could take out like a warrant and like get the detective on it,
because that's kind of like a
can't just like come arrest them based on your word.
Right That's kind of like an investigation that's gonna have to happen. And you know what, you could also probably call like the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, they could probably take it from there, like take it straight to the investigation or whatever.
And then I guess you would call the BBB.
Triple B.
So if it were me, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like since it's a shelter, they're probably like volunteering, so I would probably just kind of stop volunteering and probably send in a report. Or you could probably send in an anonymous report on
just like an anonymous tip,
the Better Business Bureau website. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, like, depending on how much evidence you have, though. Because, like, if I was volunteering there and I was just, like, speculating, I'd probably just be like, whatever, you know?
Right. And then they have a committee, so it's not just, like, probably one person. It's probably, like, the whole...
Yeah.
You're taking down a whole business.
You can use our podcast if you need to in the investigation. I don't know how we'd help, but
JD's Radio helping us out wherever
we're needed.
Yeah. All right, so that wraps up our first episode back in about 6 months.
Has it really been 6 months?
We hope that this has been recorded before Christmas.
Yeah.
So we hope that we wish you guys a happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
All the things.
I think I covered all of them. We got Europeans, we got Africans, and then we got Jewish people.
There we go.
All right.
We're all there. Yeah. We want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you for catching up with us. If you have show ideas, we decided to kind of end the Oreo thing because we talked about a lot.
Yeah, I think we covered quite a bit.
So I couldn't, like, I was running out of ideas to talk about.
If there's anything you want to hear us talk about, debate about, let us know.
I like the debate thing. I think, like, the ketchup debate was pretty spot on.
Well, I would just want you to know you're wrong. That's all.
The viewers have my back.
They don't. No, they don't.
They do.
They don't.
Abdiel?
Wow.
Tell Journey that all ketchup tastes the same. Kroger ketchup and Heinz ketchup taste the same.
All right, let's end this episode because I'm about tired of doing it. Yeah, thank you guys so much for your continued support, and we will see you talk to you, I should say. Next time.
See you next time.
Bye.